This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
Let's do it to it here in the 4 o'clock hour on a Friday, a gloomy, overcast Friday afternoon at that. I said earlier we were at Potawatomi Sportsbook. That place, man, you lose track of what is going on in your world. I'll tell you what, I was in there 5 hours, whatever it was, and I come out and we walk. I come out into the skywalk and go on the fourth floor where I parked and come outside. I was like, whoo, it's bright. I forgot it was daytime still out here. You know, and you know what time it is because I got to be back here by 2 to do the show, so I realize it's morning at that point or midday or whatever, but when you're in there, I can't even... I mean, you totally could picture yourself in there playing blackjack or watching a bunch of games in the sports book, walking in when it's daylight and coming out when it's nighttime and not even realizing it.
When you're having a good time, time doesn't matter.
No, you're right. I'm just saying because there's like no windows, right? So You're boxed in, and then that sports book, it's just TVs everywhere. You don't care if there's windows or not. You're highly entertained either way. Exactly. And if you're making money, man, life is good. All right, time to get to our green and gold update.
It's time for your green and gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, let's get to it. Joining us now, John Vogel, NFL Draft Analyst. Follow him on Twitter at DraftVogel. John, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for the invite.
All right, now we're going to get into the NFL Draft Combine. I want to talk some Packers football and all of that, but I think your story is pretty cool. So tell everybody about your story as far as your background, what you do, and what this is all about, and what the draft is for you.
Yeah, I've been doing NFL draft evaluation studying for about 10 years now, and some independent consulting with agencies and for about four. I've worked with the Montreal Alouettes as a scout for long enough to take a cup of coffee, at least, just, you know, support stuff down here in America because I'm based out of Nashville, Tennessee. So I've kind of seen a lot of different types of football. The draft, the combine is kind of like the playoffs, you know, it's like the divisional round or the conference championship of the football season, but that's the draft season because, you know, you think the Senior Bowl and the All-Star games is kind of your wild card round, your first taste of the playoffs, and then when we get to the draft, it's Super Bowl night.
When we talk about the combine, we have Mason Crosby, the former Packers kicker, Packers all-time leading scorer. He does a show on this station from 9 to 11 every day with Mitch Thunder Nellis. And he despises the combine, absolutely hates it, thinks you can only pretty much ruin your draft stock at this point. Talked about his combine experience, tried to avoid doing a lot of the stuff while he was there. How do you view the combine? I mean, you're saying you're talking to agencies and so forth. How big of a deal do you think it should be for these guys?
I think it's a big deal, but not for the reasons that most fans realize. You know, the combine was really designed for NFL teams to come in, get your medical reports on the guys, so all 32 teams have their doctors in the same place, in the same building, looking at these guys, putting these reports together. And then it's the interview process, you know. So for some of these guys, they had opportunities to sit down and talk with scouts or even maybe some higher executives with the team at the Shrine Bowl, the Senior Bowl, at those All-Star games. But for a lot of guys, this is their first time that they're getting in front of NFL teams to just sit down and talk and interview. And so you got your 15-minute segments where they'll rotate, you know, through the different teams and bring the different prospects through. So those are the two really most important things about this event. Now, the on-field stuff, it can burn you, that's for sure. But I think you can't. There's certain guys that do make money here. I think, you know, Shamar Stewart last night did a great job kind of stepping up to the plate and making him some money with his testing. I think he had a 40-inch vertical, which at his size, he's a, you know, a 6'3", 267-pound human being. 40-inch vertical is pretty incredible. So there are things that you can do to improve yourself, but it's more so just really confirming what was already on tape or maybe a tick better. And if you don't perform up to expectations, that's what hurts you.
So now we're going to get into some Packer stuff here. So earlier today, I'm not sure if you saw it or not, but Corbin Smith, who covers the Seattle Seahawks for Emerald Spectrum, started breaking down that there may be a potential framework of a deal involving DK Metcalf and potentially a day three pick in exchange for the number of first round pick from the Packers at 23 and then either Dobbs or Wicks. We had him on an hour ago talking about his reporting on all of this at this point. Now, my first question to you is something that he said that kind of blew me away because I haven't heard anybody else say it. He's not sold on this wide receiver class. He doesn't think there's that top-end talent like there has been in previous years to replace, say, a DK Metcalf if Seattle was to trade one. There's been talk that maybe the Packers do take a wide receiver in the first couple days of this draft. Tell me about this draft class. Tell me if there are guys that are huge difference makers potentially in this thing.
Yeah, look, I think he kind of has a point. And I think because when you get past T-Mac McMillan out of Arizona at the top, there's not really a number one guy in this class that's ready to be plug and play. Even in the past, we've seen, you know, deeper wide receiver classes with guys that were projected to play pretty much immediately. This is not one of those classes, especially even when you start getting into the depth. It's not as deep as it's been. And so I think there's still a few options on the table, but if you're looking for a guy that's going to be big, strong, and run vertical routes like DK Metcalf, it's really T-Mac, and that's not really his game, or it's Savion Williams out of TCU. And he may not be ready to play right away. He might need another year or two to adjust to the game. But if you're looking for a guy that's going to be a complimentary, let's say the Packers really wouldn't need that, especially if they had DK, but let's say they don't get DK, you still have Christian Watson to be that physical presence on the outside. I think that you're looking at there's some good decent guys at two that could be two receivers, like Luther Burden out of Missouri. He's sort of a Deebo Samuel type player that you can move all over the place, but really need someone to take that coverage off of him over the top. There's Matthew Golden out of Texas, who he can make in the right situation a very high impact. I think the Stanford wide receiver, Elik Aominor, he could definitely be an impact guy as well. And Amika Abuka out of Ohio State. But again, those guys, those are not number one receivers. Those are guys that you complement off of the receiving core that you already have there.
Talking with John Vogel, NFL draft analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Draft Vogel. My thing is, fine, Christian Watson, hypothetically, could be this team's number one wide receiver, but he can't stay healthy. So then you look at what else they have left. Dobbs, Wicks, Reed, Malik Heath, those guys of what they have. How would you analyze the talent they have on this team if you were to take Dobbs off this team and put him somewhere else? Or if you were to take Wicks off this team and put him somewhere else? Or Watson, you know, really, where really do they stack up on really good football teams from a talent perspective?
I think that the one advantage that they have over a lot of receiver corps is that they've come up at the same time together with the same quarterback, and that's Jordan Love. These guys have all grown together, essentially, in training camp, in practice, over the course of the season.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And a lot of these guys, you know, they've built good chemistry with him. But from a pure talent standpoint, they probably do need one other guy. And like you said, for the injuries with Watson, you want to get someone who's going to be a little bit bigger and can bring a little bit more of a physical presence. Dontavian Wicks just hasn't shown that to be, you know, consistently yet. But I think with, you know, Jalen Reed and with Romeo Doubs and those guys healthy, it's a top 10 receiver core in the league right now because they all complement each other very well. Now, you take one of those out, you better have a plan to fix that because I don't think that Heath is going to be the answer for that. You want to have somebody who's ready to plug and play. They could go in the slot. They could go out wide. They've done a really good job of building very similarly, you know, similar built players in terms of their size and the way that their bodies are, but mixing and matching their skill sets to complement each other.
When we talk about this Packers team and what they need, obviously, at 23, you know, these big dudes, the defensive linemen, edge rushers, it's all about trying to get home with their front four. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, and then you look at the fact that they're sitting there at 23. If they were to move 23, say in this Metcalf deal or another deal, is it deep enough to where when you get to the end of round two and round three where they could still maybe get an impact player to get after a quarterback?
Oh yes. There's plenty of depth on the defensive line this year, and I think we got to see that firsthand down in Mobile at the Senior Bowl this year. There's a lot of good defensive linemen, and both for defensive tackles and edges, though in your interior defensive lineman is much stronger of a group, especially with the depth. But if you're looking in the second round, there's absolutely some guys that can make an impact. The Princely, I know he didn't test as well yesterday, but Princely Umanyele, I think is how you say his name, out of Ole Miss. He's a guy that on tape absolutely pops, and his teammate Jared Ivey is also pretty darn good, probably goes in that third, fourth round range. There's some guys, and not just, you know, height, weight, speed type freaks, But if you want a guy that's been productive most of his career that should be there in the third or fourth round, it's looking no further than David Walker out of Central Arkansas. He's a little bit undersized, but he can play anywhere between the 3-tech and the 9-tech. So anywhere from just right inside between the guard and the center all the way to the outside. Ridiculous production, both as a pass rusher and as a run stopper at Central Arkansas.
But, John, it's Central freaking Arkansas. Most of these people listening right now are going, it's Central Arkansas. How exciting am I going to get about some guy that got production at Central Arkansas? What do you say to everybody that says that?
Well, I would say look at what everybody else at that level is producing, and then tell me if you see anybody who's produced quite like him. Over the last 4 years, he's got 80 tackles for loss. He's got, you know, over 40 sacks. So he's produced both as a run and a pass defender. And then you go back to the Senior Bowl where he was able to kind of go down there and showcase his skill set, and he blended right in with everybody else, and he was playing with a stacked SEC defensive line. And nobody knew how to handle him on that other side either. So that tells me he's got a lot of natural bend at just under 6'1". He's about 270, but he's extremely quick, great with his hands, good heavy hands off the line of scrimmage, and an excellent gap defender.
Talking again with John Vogel, NFL draft analyst. Follow him on Twitter at DraftVogel. Real nice and easy. Can't screw that one up. Draft Vogel on Twitter, and you're all set. I have one more question because I feel like he's becoming a controversial player. I've seen people that love him, and I've seen people that said there's too many red flags, I wouldn't touch him. Based on Packers history, means they'll definitely take him at 23 because maybe there's too many questions. I have no idea for other teams. What say you about Shamar Stewart?
Oh, man, I love Shamar Stewart. Now we can sit down and have ourselves a conversation about this. We could have spent an entire segment talking about Shamar Stewart. And I know that there's a lot of people that are going to sit there and say, well, he only had 4.5 sacks in 3 years at Texas A&M. What's wrong with the production?
From a Packer fan standpoint, though, John, if we're being honest, Lucas Van Ness, Rashawn Gary, from a Packer fan standpoint, I think everybody expects Goody to draft this guy.
Well, I don't think he's going to be there at 23, if I'm being honest with you. I'm not so sure he gets outside the top 10 right now. The thing with him that makes him really special, I think, is you can line him up anywhere on the defensive line, and he's going to be able to play it. He's an athletic freak. He had the 40-inch vertical yesterday. He just about broad jumped. He's, I think, just shy of 11 feet and had a really good 40 time. He's very comparable, you know, in his measurements and in his testing to a Myles Garrett. Now, is he Myles Garrett? No. You know, he didn't have the production that Garrett had in college. But this, I don't want to get too, you know, football nerdy about it, but if you look at the way that the Texas A&M scheme runs defensively, they've got a lot of very rigid rules when you're in your pass rush set. So, in other words, don't chase after the quarterback. Stay in your lane. Keep him in the pocket. Use your arms to deflect balls and you know, try to impact him in other ways, not necessarily with the sack. And that's why the entire Texas A&M line, you know, if you look at the guys that were there over the last few years, Walter Nolan projected to be a top 15, 20 pick. He went to Ole Miss and was productive down there. He was on that line. The kid out of Syracuse, Diggs, who ran a 4.57 last night, he was on that line as well last year and went to Syracuse, had a productive year. So their rules force them to not necessarily be aggressive as pass rushers, but if you let this guy go and let him just chase after the quarterback and say, okay, leave the rules behind, you're in a different scheme now, he's going to be a difference maker in the next level.
To tell you how insane this is, if you type Shamar Stewart into Google, it will come up Shamar Stewart. Overview, stat, highlights, couple pictures of him, NFL.com, born, education. And then under that, it says see also, and it's a logo, and it says Green Bay Packers. And then under that, it has Texas A&M Aggies football. Those are the two things it says see more of. So obviously, we're not the only ones that think Shamar Stewart and the Packers obviously makes sense. Obviously, it's talked about quite a bit. How could people get your draft stuff, John Vogel?
Yeah, so draftvogel.com is the best place if you're not a Twitter or X user to keep up with everything I'm doing. I've got a mock draft that's going to be dropping shortly. You can get access into my draft guide there as well. And then the Sick Podcast with Draft Vogel on the Sick Podcast Network.
What's the draft guide look like? What can we find in your draft guide?
Oh man, in my opinion, this is, you know, my biased opinion, of course, I think it's the most complete draft guide you're going to find. It's the NFL team breakdowns. It'll let you see the entire body of work. There's about 1,500 different prospect profiles.
Wait. How many prospect profiles?
Right now, it's right around 1,500.
Do you not sleep all year? 1,500?
Well, see, it's all about time efficiency, guys, because if you sit down and you put on the tape and you don't have necessarily one guy that you're looking at, you're just looking for whatever pops, people pop at you, and you start to take notes. So it's a year-long process. It opens up every year right around May or June, so you can watch the whole thing fill up throughout the year. And it's a one-note document as well, so you're just basically, you're getting the link, and you open that up in your OneNote. And you can sit there and sort through it and do it pretty much whatever you want with it. But NFL team breakdowns as well, with all the measurements of the players that came out, so you can see the different types of players and how they kind of like their measurables to look, along with the scouting notes, along with team breakdowns and pretty much school breakdowns, pretty much anything you can think of, it's in there.
You realize, I mean, I'm old, but back in the day when we used to do draft shows on this station and I had Gary Ellerson and Bill Michaels and Roy Butler and all this, I would literally conjure up whatever I could find and print everything out and buy like binders and put all the stuff into binders. I'd probably have 50 or 60 pages of stuff in binders for these guys for their draft shows. And you're telling me it's just a click and 1,500 prospects. Do you know how much work I could have saved myself at that point? My God, John Vogel.
You can keep selling it. Keep selling it.
I'll continue to sell it. John Vogel, NFL Draft Analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Draft Vogel or check him out at draftvogel.com. John, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.